Welcome back to episode 84 of the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. Today on the podcast, we are going to cover something that's in the news right now, and that is the Gilets Jaunes movement, the protests and riots that are happening right now in Paris. I believe it's 10 consecutive weekends that they've been rioting, and it's gotten to the point where the media is trying to tuck it under the rug, sweep it under the rug, but it's the 900-pound elephant in the room, 9,000-pound elephant in the room, and it can't be swept under anymore. People are beginning to wake up and see what's really going on. And something that I guess is happening right now that's really interesting is they have begun to really connect the dots and follow the breadcrumbs to the true source of what the problem is of the world that's going on today. And that problem is the fractional reserve banking system, where they create money out of thin air, fiat money, and where the unelected officials of Brussels, who no one has elected, but they run the European Union, the EU, out of Brussels, what they do is they get in cahoots, and big business joins up with government, and they basically are enslaving the working men. We're all becoming debt slaves. And the real topic of this episode is going to be pay attention, because you need to be paying attention to what's happening right now, because this is going to affect us, our children, and in the immediate future, it's going to have an impact on all of our lives. They're slowly, I guess you call it boiling the frog. If you take a frog and put him in a pot of hot water and you begin to boil it, and if you do it slowly, he won't notice it. He'll sit there and slowly boil to death, because he doesn't have the trigger mechanism for him to realize that he's being boiled alive. And that's what's happening with a lot of us sheeple. But a lot of sheeple today, they are not aware, they're not paying attention, and they're asleep. They need to wake up. Really, they've gotten to the point where they realize what the problem is, fed up with it right now, and what they're all going to do is they're going to go withdraw their money from the banks. And there's a lot of stuff going on over there. I don't want to get too much into the details. I mean, I highly recommend you go onto YouTube and just put in Paris riots. You're going to have to look, because what's going to happen is the first 10 videos that come up are going to be, you know, somebody drinking champagne on the Eiffel Tower, and, you know, some dude with balloons or something like that. Scroll all the way down and start looking for the real news that's happening coming out of Paris, and listening to really what's going on over there. So, something we really got to pay attention to. It's really surprising. I talked to a lot of people in this metro New York area, New York, New Jersey, and even on just conversations and things that I see on YouTube and people talking, and it's like people are really oblivious to what's going on, not only in Paris, but just on the planet. They don't seem to understand that we're being put into debt slavery, and robots are taking our jobs. Literally, I mean, when you go to the supermarket now, you have the option of going to a cashier, which they're becoming less and less. And you could pay by automated register, in which, you know, there's surveillance on you to make sure you don't steal. And they're tracking everything that you purchase and just watching everything. I mean, let them keep watching. I mean, you know, like I tell people, I'm not doing anything that I should be covering up or hiding. I'm not doing anything wrong. But at the same time, you know, we need to just be aware that every little ding that they put on us is something that is enslaving us further and further, so they can have their one world government, which is what they really want. They want to bring everybody down to the same level. That's why they have this immigration, where people are immigrating from all over the world into the First Nation countries, into the more affluent countries. And again, I have nothing against people from these other countries, but they want to bring everybody down to the same level. And let's all be honest with one another. It's very easy for you to say, oh, you know, these immigrants and this and that. But when it's going to affect you, when you're going to lose your job, when you're going to lose your home, when you're not going to be able to pay your bills, when you're going to find yourself homeless, then at that point, you're going to say, hey, wait a minute. You know, we don't have enough to go around to support the general population. There's not enough jobs. There's not enough resources to feed everyone here. At that point, and it's going to be too late, that you're going to realize what the impact of all of this is. Now, it's, you know, I know that everybody should be on the same footing, and I'm aware of the, you know, the equality of life, and everybody should be, you know, at an equal level, and I understand all of that. I don't have my hands on the control mechanism, you know, to guide the system. But the reality of the situation, the way it is right now, is that if we allow this unfiltered immigration and all of this to go on into these countries, it's really going to bring everybody down to the same level so that they can control us all, because they're controlling our speech. They're taking our resources. They're taxing us to death. And it's something that you really, really got to pay attention to. Now, if you want to live at the subsistence level of some guy fishing in a toxic, polluted seashore in Somalia, be my guest. You can do that. But, you know, I like the life that we're living here. And, you know, what we have here, the freedoms that we have here, well, now changing and now disappearing freedoms. But I like, you know, the life that we have here. So, again, you really got to pay attention to what's going on. It's really, really a lot of stuff that you need to be paying attention to. Another thing that I'm seeing is they have this show, and I never, like I said, I don't watch TV, but there's something on Netflix. It's called Bird Box with Sandra Bullock. Pretty retarded and pretty metaphorical. What it is, I guess they're on an island, and if they see what's going on, or if they hit a certain region or a certain zone and their eyes are open, they commit suicide. So through certain areas or whatever frequency is going on, they have to put blindfolds on to see. I mean, this is so ridiculous, man. And what it's doing is it's alienating one group of people against another group of people, and it's making one group of people look like heroes and capable of doing anything superhuman, and another group of people being, you know, predator, sicko murderers. It's just ridiculous, man. They're just pitting one group of people against another so they can divide and conquer us, which has been what they've been doing for centuries. So we need to, again, pay attention to see what's going on. I want to share this with you. There's two YouTube channels that I've been watching lately, and they're pretty good. They're very good, actually. Excellent. One is called Black Pigeon Speaks, and the other one is called Black Pilled. That's Black Pigeon Speaks and Black Pilled. They're really, really exceptional. There's some good truth on there to be gleaned from. So I would highly recommend you guys checking those two channels out. It's gotten to the point where most of the channels that I've been watching, I mean, they just keep repeating the same stuff about QAnon, about the dollar collapse, and about all of these things that are imminent. And you spend your whole life waiting for this moment to come, and life just passes you by. So I'm not saying don't pay attention and don't watch whatever channels you are, but for some of us that have been on top of this for a long time, it really becomes an old song, man, where you just hear the same shit over and over again. Yes, pay attention and see what's going on and stay on the news, but my new interest that I'm getting into now is like vintage watches. I'm getting interested in that. You guys know anything about vintage watches or into that stuff? You know, give me an email, tell me, you know, what you know about it. I want to learn a little bit about vintage watches, you know, like the Patek Philippe's and such like that. Not that I could afford those types of watches, but they have the quote-unquote, you know, near copy replica type stuff. I don't mean anything illegal, but, you know, the legitimate ones that kind of copy them. They're kind of cool. I like watches. It's one form of jewelry that a man can wear that is just kind of cool. I really, really like the whole concept of like a really cool watch. But anyway, I digress, as I always do. So it's debt slavery, it's fractional reserve lending system, it's Paris riots, it's this Saturday, which is January 19th, the rioting actually went down all the way over to Napoleon's grave in Paris, which is kind of heavy duty, man. They went to Napoleon's grave. I see a real nationalism that's rising up in Paris right now, where people are proud of being Frenchmen, and a lot of people knock the French and everything like that, but you know what, the French are cool, man. Everybody's got their little things about them, but the French are cool people. Yeah, some very smart people, and they're beginning to realize the importance of them sticking together and nationalism, and they're singing these French songs, which I understand a little bit of what they're singing. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool, man. It actually gives me shivers sometimes when I watch them, because this seems to be something that really is igniting everybody to resist against the system and the debt slavery. I believe in England it's happening, in London and in Germany and all over Europe it's beginning to. I think they're actually coming out with yellow vests and such. The poetic expression of that yellow vest. You know, everybody was required to wear a yellow vest in their car, and they kind of flip it over, and now they're wearing the yellow vest as a sign of solidarity and unity together. It's crazy, man. I love it. Freaking French, man. They're cool. Keep it up, my brothers out there, man. Keep up the struggle. Keep up the unity. And hopefully those stormtrooper type cops over there, the Lord softens up their hearts so that, you know, they stop shooting people and gassing them and shooting them water cannons at people, and everybody just unite together, you know, in the love of God, and let's just move forward together and stop this abuse and this debt slavery. It's insanity, man. I mean, how much money can one person have? You know, and I would like to mention the banking system and all that stuff like that, but I'm not going to get too political with that. You guys can look that up for yourselves. So, yeah, that's really what's happening right now, man. What they're really doing, as you look into it, is they're trying to divert our attention away from what's really going on, and they're trying to employ those fear tactics, the divide and conquer, the materialism, and just any music, the drugs, you know, the young people's music right now, all this trap music is just encouraging people to not care, to take drugs and sex, and pay attention and see what's going on, man. You know, if you know people that you might be able to give them a little bit of advice or just encouragement or something to, you know, move them in the right direction, that's really what it's about, the time that we're in right now. We have to really stick together, man, and look out for one another. Because the forces are really, really, it's coming down to it, because this system, as it is right now, can't continue. There's so much debt in this world that it's crazy, but, you know, it gets crazy analytical and financial, but it can't continue. If I'm not mistaken, fiat currency has never lasted more than 40 years, and I believe this one is going on like 45 years right now, and this economy should have collapsed in 2008. And they just papered it over with fiat money. So, again, I don't want to make this a money episode, but I want to make this a pay attention unity episode where you think about the direction that you're going in, number one. Number two, don't let this whole thing drag you down. One of my episodes, my last episode was with Wim Hof, and the guy is mad spiritual, man. He talks about the breath and finding the self and discovering the self, healing from within the self. That's what it's about. And we were put on this earth to live a fulfilled, self-realized life, to be happy. Not a bliss bunny where you're happy and smiling and running through daffodils all day, but happy in the sense of where you realize that, you know, you are not what you own. You're not put here to keep up with, you know, the Kardashians or whatever like that. You know, you need to be able to get fulfillment out of just walking down the street, seeing the sunset, which... it's hard to even see the sunshine these days with the chemtrails they got out there. Really understanding the self, and don't let yourself be subdued and a victim of this depression where everybody's on antidepressants. Get into your meditation, get into your deep breathing, and get into some kind of hobbies. Like I said, I'm into these vintage watches right now, these replica, you know, like the legal, not the illegal Chinese stuff. I don't want to give off the wrong impression. But, you know, like these copy watches, you know, like it'll have a missing letter like Patek Philippe with like a J or some shit in there. So it's not an exact illegal copy. But anyway, I digress. Get into these different hobbies, man. You know, if it's music, get into some positive music. But get into some expression that you do yourself, you know, or something that you study yourself, like your history, or whatever it is, man, if you're writing poetry. But don't just sit here. A lot of people that listen to conspiracy, they just get wound up into it, and you just get dragged down into that paradigm where you live an existence of waiting for that day to come, and whatever that day is, you know, the day of the dollar collapsing or whatever, and you can't really live that way. It's something that you're going to look into and study and kind of put on your graph and chart it, but don't make that your obsession of your whole life. You have to live your life. Find things that you're into, find hobbies, sports, whatever it is, but enjoy your life. And that's why we were put here. Enjoy your friends, enjoy your hobbies, enjoy a good game of basketball, even a good movie, especially some of your older movies, you know, because these new movies coming out suck. They really suck. So back to the Paris riots, man. I was watching it on YouTube today, and today is January 19th, Saturday. I'm watching it, And as I, you know, with the time difference, I guess I put it on at, 10 o'clock in the morning here, which they were dead into it, which is, like 2 o'clock over there or whatever it is. And I see the people walking down this main street, and it was kind of a small crowd, and it got bigger and bigger and bigger. And they ended up, I guess they were going to the Arc de Triomphe, but they were actually going to Napoleon's grave, which is like really, really symbolic. You know, Napoleon for, as you know, Napoleon for a Frenchman is like the apex dude, you know. He's like their guy, Napoleon. And it's like he seems to be like a unifying force. It's just such a beautiful thing to see, you know, how my brothers, our brothers and sisters in Paris are just sticking together, man, and just sucking it up, man. They're going out there, they're getting shot at with rubber bullets. Some people have died, man, lost their eyes. They're getting sprayed in the face with mace. Women are out there. It's amazing, man. And, you know, like once in a while, you'll see a guy break out a French flag and they'll start singing French songs. And, man, you know, I shed a tear, man, watching that. Actually, tears came to my eyes looking at it because it touched me so deeply. You don't have to be a Frenchman to see it. You know, you just have to be a human being to connect and resonate with a man or with human beings standing up. You know, it's a thing of beauty, you know. And the other topic of the day over here is the government shutdown in America. And I think our government has been shut down now for 6 weeks or something like that. It's been a while. And what I'm noticing is we really don't miss them. We don't really miss the government. They don't really do shit anyway. But they're making such a big deal out of it, how Trump, you know, wants his wall. And I'm going either way with that. I mean, I don't know if a literal wall has to be built up, but we just have to really start protecting the people that come in and checking the people that come in, because the way it is right now, you know, you can have anybody coming in here, and you know what ends up happening in many instances is that they become dependent on the government for medical benefits and to feed their family and all that stuff. And it's coming out of our tax dollars, which is basically what's happening in Paris right now. So I don't want to sound like a bigot or anything like that. I'm just being a realist. You know, I don't have a lot of money. And the little bit that I do have, I want, you know, I need to try to maintain my homestead and my family. And, you know, again, if I, you know, I don't mind sharing with people, and for the people that are underprivileged, that's fine. But let's be reasonable about this, because if it was a fair system, then, you know, that whole 1% that has 60% of the wealth, they would be pitching in to help these people, but they don't. It's being put all on us. And again, it's debt slavery, and they're just pushing us down further and further. So in light of that, in light of the fact that all of these negative forces are being imposed against us, we need to find a way to first off get out of debt slavery, if at all possible, number one. And number two, don't be in a position where the system brings you down. You have kind of like in some of these old Bob Marley songs where he talks about, you know, lively up yourself, or you know, finding who the true, you know, who the true spiritual leader and motivator in your life is, and that's yourself. You have to look in within yourself, you know. And a lot of people are forgetting those old ways. I'm an old school dude, you know, and I can remember the way it used to be with people. I don't know, all the old guys say that, oh, in my time. But I don't know, younger people today seem to be getting lost in the sauce, man, lost in everything that's going on right now with these control mechanisms that they're putting on us. And it's a lot of negative energy, you know, when you see younger people, they just love cutting into one another, criticizing one another, and competing with one another, whatever it is. And a lot of them don't know shit. You know, they don't know shit. You try to have a conversation with them, and back to the prototypical Post Malone, you know, like, yeah, I'm into Post Malone. So again, I don't want to shit on the young people of today, you know, that's our future. Young people are our future, but we need to, again, like I said, the theme of this episode is we need to pay attention to what's going on, because they're putting it on over us, and it's not good. It's not a good direction we're going in. But like I said, this can't go on too much longer, and it's starting to spread like that 100th monkey deal, like the 100th monkey where everybody's beginning to wake up at the same time. It's a beautiful thing. So this is going to be a short podcast. I didn't do too much preparation for this. I just kind of did this spur of the moment. I just saw some stuff on YouTube, and I says, you know what, let me just put the show out. Been a little busy on my own personal life with my career and things that I'm working on. So we're going to wrap it up here right around this 20-minute mark. And I really want to thank you for listening. Another little quick note, the YouTube videos that I have been putting up, I've been putting a video version of the podcast up, but had like five of them up, and they took like four of them down for violation or something like that, which makes no sense because everything that I took was just generic stuff off YouTube. But I don't know if it's my message that they're trying to close down. I don't know what it is, but I will be getting around to getting those YouTube episodes back up. And yeah, so I want to thank you for listening. Let's pray and let's stay in solidarity and meditate and give out some good energy to our brothers and sisters, the Gilets Jaunes out in Paris, France, fighting the good fight, our brothers and sisters out there. Let's put out that the good vibes and the good energy to them, the good karma, and that God would guide them in their way and protect all of them, Gilets Jaunes. And if there's anybody out in Paris that's listening to this, shoot me an email. You know, holla at me over here, man, your boy over here in Brooklyn. You know, so anyway, namaste and thank you for listening. Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. I like to cover topics from ancient history, great leaders and generals from the past, and I also like to talk about self-realization, truth, critical thinking, and strategic spirituality. Outside the box, nonconformist. I'm here to shatter the myths of the mainstream media and the beta sheeple narrative. My email address is alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com. My website is alphamalebuddhist.podbean.com. My Instagram is alphamalebuddhist. And check out my YouTube channel, Alpha Male Buddhist, and that's on YouTube. It is the podcast accompanied with video clips that integrate exactly with the podcast, so it's motivational and inspirational. I also have promotional t-shirts. If you go to my website, alphamalebuddhist.podbean.com, you can see the promotional t-shirts there. Reach out to me. Also, if you have any show notes or any suggestions that you would like to hear on the podcast, just reach out and see if I can get that done. I've been getting some really great emails and feedback from my listeners, which is great. So I want to thank you for listening, and namaste.